Every other Sunday night in 2009, listeners in Portland, Oregon, and the world over turned off their television sets and video game consoles to sit around their radio and listen to the zombie apocalypse live. Now, for the first time since originally airing, this is Portland AZ, Life After the Zombies.
They knew the apocalypse was coming. They knew death was walking across the land. They did nothing to protect us. The War of the Undead spanned the globe. Now they no longer exist. The lucky ones died in the chaos. We are not the lucky ones. We are the survivors. These are our tales. After the zombies. Life. AZ.
News organizations first noticed the South American fever in the middle of July 2009. Within 2 weeks, the undead were already roaming most of the Western Hemisphere. By the middle of August, the global war of the dead had ended mere 2 weeks after it was officially declared. We lost. Governments fell, people died, and their cities died with them. The date is July 17th, 2009. The City of Roses will succumb to the steady march of the Walking Dead. One lone radio station will chronicle the fall of Portland.
It's Thursday, July 17th, coming to you live from Portland in the great state of Oregon. The only right voice on the left coast. Your voice. It's the Todd Jones Show.
Hello, friends. This is the Todd Jones Show, and I am he, your guiding light in a sea of liberal insanity. Standing at my side like a dutiful wife is the always lovely Miss Judith Tolman.
Hey, now, remember who it is that controls the board here on this show.
That's Women's Lib. I'm telling you, it's infecting the best parts of you, Judy. Next thing you know, you'll be asking me to make you a sandwich.
I would never do that, Todd.
Oh, you're insulting my cooking skills now, Judy.
Oh, I wouldn't dare. I'm sure you make the finest Easy Mac and Quick Mart burrito north of the border fence.
Judith Tolman, ladies and gentlemen, the heart of this wonderful show. She keeps me on my toes. She keeps me on my toes.
Thank you, Todd Jones. So what's on the agenda for today?
Funny you should say agenda, because that's exactly what I want to speak about today. The liberal agenda, and the scare tactics that they're using to achieve that agenda. Isn't it stunning how quickly the liberal elite branded George W. Bush a fearmonger whenever he talked about protecting us from the very people who have already attacked this country once and are already planning their next crack at us and our freedoms? But those same mealy-mouthed libertards don't bat an eye at the so-called South American fever.
South American what? Come on.
I know.
That sounds like something they'd serve down at Flinger's during happy hour.
Oh, it's real. Or at least that's what we're made to think that it's real. Friends, do not be fooled. There's no such thing as South American fever. This is just a sad... No, I take that back. This is a blatant, manipulative attempt by those in power to push their federal ID and medical records bill. Do not be fooled.
You know, the federal government already screwed the housing industry. I can't imagine what they would do with my medical information.
Oh, you know exactly what they would do. They'd just look at Stalinist Russia for an example. Hello, caller. You're on the Todd Jones Show. Speak your mind.
I can't believe you aren't taking this seriously. I just turned past and heard you.
Wait, so you don't even know what it is that I said. Thank you so much for listening.
No, wait. I know about the South American fever.
Oh, of course. You're... clearly a highly informed member of American citizenry. What with your channel surfing and your millisecond attention span. Educate me, please.
Please, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand. You're probably enjoying yourself listening to 50 Cent rap about degrading bitches and hoes when a commercial came on. You know, those things that drive our economy? You and your attention span decided to take a spin around the dial. And since I'm a so-called neocon, or whatever your kind call on us Americans these days, I clearly must be against...
I didn't call you a neocon.
What would you call me, listener?
I'd call you rude, since you won't let me talk.
Oh, I'm rude. On my show, I'm rude. Well, please, caller, don't let me stop you. Please, tell me what it is that I need to know. Well, we're all waiting. Come on, you've got 50,000 watts at your disposal. Tell me what I am.
What I want to say is that you are correct.
I know that.
There is no such thing as a South American fever. It's way worse.
Really? And what, pray tell, is that?
Careful, Todd. You give him an inch.
Damn it, listen! It isn't a fever. I don't know what it is. But everyone needs to get away from the cities. I just got back from 9 months in Guatemala with the Peace Corps. And
there it is. That's what I was waiting for. The Peace Corps. Another failed, liberal waste of American taxpayer money. I think we've heard enough. Thanks for calling. Hope we didn't take too much time away from you drumming on plastic buckets for change in front of Lloyd Center. The time is 5:20. We'll be right back after these important commercials. Commercials that make me money.
Okay, we're good.
See, this is why we need a goddamn phone screener. I don't mind when all the crazies come out of the woodwork, but at least we know which ones can actually hold a conversation.
You don't make it easy.
I'm not paid to make it easy. I'm paid to make it good. I got any live spots this break?
No, not till the top of the hour.
Fantastic. I'm going to go hit the boys' room.
Hey, Todd, what if there is something to this this whole South American fever thing?
It's not our problem. But if I had my way, we'd bomb the whole friggin' place back to the Stone Age. It's the only way to be sure. We can always get cheap labor from some other backwater place.
It's Wednesday, July 30th, coming to you live from Portland in the great state of Oregon. The only right voice on the left coast. Your voice. It's the Todd Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go live to the Las Vegas riots and CNN reporter Kenneth Peter. Kenneth?
Yes, Todd. It's chaos down here. The police seem to be losing what little control they had over a panicked populace.
Ken, what exactly is happening down there?
Well, no one knows for sure, Todd. About 24 hours ago, there were reports of the South American fever in area hospitals. Then, an explosion at the Bellagio Hotel and Casino. From there, no one knows. But all hell seems to have broken loose.
That's putting it mildly, Kenneth, and now really isn't the time for the soft sell. I'm hearing reports of cannibalism by some of the rioters. Is there anything to that?
Not sure. I've yet to see any myself, thank God. So, for the time being, CNN is going to report that excuse me. I'm trying to broadcast. Ow!
Dad! Wait, bit? You got bit?
He's still coming at me. What the hell?
Ken, what's happening?
Who's rolling his eyes? Jesus, where is he? No. Get him off of me. Get the hell off of me. Go!
Mary, Mother of God. We'll be right back. Commercial. Commercial!
I long for the beauty.
What the hell was that?
This is no fever, Todd. This is it. It's Armageddon. This is it.
Yeah, just like Sunday school, right? Stop that. There's no such thing as South American fever. I'm betting there was something in the air following the explosion. Some terrorist or radical leftist put some agent in the building and then...
created a gas cloud that covered 6 major cities across the Southwest? You stop it, Todd. This is big. This is end of times big.
Turn on the TV. I want to see what's happening for once. I wish we weren't in this damn dungeon of a studio.
Director of Homeland Security, urging all residents in non-affected cities to remain calm and to listen for any news from your local police and civil service. Once again, Homeland Security is urging everyone to remain calm and stay in their home.
We're back in 30.
Keep tuned to Channel 2, and we'll keep you updated on any and all changes. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Dial my wife.
We're back in 5.
Run a PSA! Run something!
Okay, fine. Dialing.
Judith, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to,
I'm feeding her through your headphones. I got her now.
Hey, honey. No, you're not on the air right now. No, I swear I didn't put you on. Honey, shut up. Are you watching the news? I think this is more serious than the news is reporting. I know what I said about the fever, but I think we gotta... I mean, there's the possibility that I'm wrong. Just pray to God that I'm not. All I know is that I... Look, I just feel safer if you took the kids and... Please, just take the kids and get to your sister's place. No, don't stop at the bank. Just pull cash from the safe and just go. I'll call you when I can. It's probably just people acting like idiots, but I don't want you caught in the middle of it. If this is some radical garbage, the last place you need to be is Portland, Oregon. Get to Montana. Your sister's... Wait, yes. God, yes. Take the gun. Take the rifle, too. Junior can handle the revolver. Look, Judith's going to kill me if I make her run another PSA. I got to go. It'll be fine. Next time I talk to you, we'll be sipping wine on the front porch, watching the sunset over Michelle's ranch. I love you, too. I gotta go. Bye.
Not bad. I almost believed you.
I meant every word. Look, this is all blow over. As soon as the rioters see the National Guard tanks, all that's left is who's to blame.
Good. Tell the listeners that in 3, 2, go.
Welcome back to the Todd Jones Show. If you've got a story about this crisis, we want to hear it. We need to hear it. Caller on line 3, you're on the air with Todd Jones. Speak your mind.
Yeah, Todd, I... Power outages in most of the Portland metro area are making evacuations difficult. But let me make this clear. This is not a suggestion. People are to leave the city in a controlled manner.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Jones talking with the mayor of Portland. You've just heard the mayor give an order I never fathomed in a million lifetimes. On August 5th, 2009, the evacuation of Portland has begun. Mr. Mayor, has there been any word from the governor about National Guard aid?
To be blunt, no. The governor's doing all he can, but with most National Guard troops overseas, we're being told they can't spare more except in dire events in major metropolitan areas.
That is outrageous! What is Portland, a village?
I understand your frustration, but your listeners need to understand. The Portland police, as well as other uniformed servants, are doing all they can. For now, if you're able to travel, do so quickly and calmly. If not, please go to the nearest hospital, fire, or police station and await the evacuation vehicle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Once again, the mayor himself on our airwaves confirming the order to evacuate. We'll stay on the air as long as possible to take your calls and give out safety conditions as they are.
Sweet Christ, Clark, you scared the hell out of me.
Clark, get your inconsiderate ass in here. If the on-air light really mattered, you wouldn't be banging on the door like some average hoodlum on 122nd. Clark Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, your inconsiderate newsman breaking...
I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do with this. The reports that I'm getting, I haven't seen anything in the last 30 years. My God in heaven, help us.
Calm down, you're scaring the listeners. What is it?
Todd, the mic?
Don't you dare! Clark, what is it?
Got a raw feed from the wire. This isn't a virus, it isn't civil unrest. It isn't even civil war, it's...
What is it?
The dead! The deceased are getting back up. They're eating people. They're eating everyone.
That's insane. The dead do not just...
No, just listen. Listen.
Hey, get your hands off.
That's the live news feed. Listen to it.
Shut it off. Shut it off!
Christ, sorry.
You see
Mother
now.
Mother of God.
You see now, don't you? What do we do now?
We take these calls.
Are you kidding me? The Armageddon is at the front door and you want to take calls.
You, as long as we keep broadcasting, we can help. If you don't want to help, you can get out.
Fine. Fine, you crazy goddamned windbag.
Todd, I don't know. Maybe we should...
Caller, you're on the air. Where are you? What can you see? What can you tell us?
I'm on the red line, Max. At least I'm on the tracks. I jumped about 30 minutes ago and there was a whole pack of them just... Oh, God, they were just tearing into people.
Where are you going, and what are the conditions?
They got the driver when he stepped out. I mean, why did he step out? I just jumped off the max. I kicked the old door open and jumped, and out of my knee, I just...
Caller, I need you to tell me what is around you. Are there any police, fire, paramedics, anything?
I'm on the raised red line. There's a lot of smoke. I can see a couple of fires, but I don't see anybody fighting them. I don't see anybody, period. I'm trying for the airport. I keep seeing small planes take off, but I don't see any fighter jets. I mean, like, where's the Air Force? They should be bombing or something.
Are the MAX tracks free? Are they safe for people to walk?
Yeah. They're clear. Clear to the freeway below.
What is it? What do you see?
I can't. It's just cars and trucks all busted up and blood. It's a lot of blood, man. I don't want to look anymore.
Is that a plane? PDX is still operating?
I guess. It looks open. It's moving real fast.
What? What is fast? Caller, what is going on? The plane, is it landing?
Oh, Jesus! It's lost a word. It's getting everything burning. We were walking away from the crash? Nobody could
people.
Have just walked away from that. Oh, Christ.
It isn't people.
Oh, Christ almighty, it's them. There's at least 100 of
them. Caller, get out of there.
Oh,
get away, the airport is gone.
Oh, Jesus, God, they're behind
Attention
me.
Listeners, do oh, not go to
me.
Portland Airport.
I can't
I
take
repeat,
this.
Do not
I
go to
listen.
The airport.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth
as it is in
heaven. Oh, God, no! Oh, God! You can't last for all!
You gotta be kidding me! All right, flashlight. Where? All right, here we go. Okay, I can't stay in here. I don't want to go out there. Oh, crap. Oh, Judith? Clark? Hello? Hello, I can hear you. Who's out there? Hello? The elevator. All right, Judith Clark?
Over here. Damn, power went out as soon as the elevator started.
You were going to leave me here.
Didn't think you wanted to go.
Well, I don't, but... So can we get these doors open or what?
I think so.
We can get a slight grip.
Okay, on three. Ready? One, two, three. Yeah.
Thanks. Look, I'm sorry about the psycho windbag thing.
You didn't say I was psycho.
I didn't?
The generator outside. We need to turn it on.
I don't know how to run that rust bucket.
Neither do I.
I do. I got hired the same day that they installed the thing.
You weren't kidding about the old tyrant thing, were you?
God damn the windbag.
That's what you called me.
Obviously, we're not using the elevator. So...
After you.
Why are we going this way? Why don't we just go out the front doors?
I'm inclined to agree.
Because the generator is on this side of the building. We could go out the front, and then we'd have to walk halfway around the building, down a fenced-off little alleyway, just to get to about where we are now. Or we could go down these stairs, open the door, hop the fence, click it on.
Oh, I'm not hopping any fence.
Of course you're not.
Oh, are you saying that I couldn't do it if I wanted to? Because let me tell you...
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Clark, don't you dare doubt...
Not that windbag. My keys. I don't have...
Are you kidding me?
Men. Here, I've got mine. Step aside. Oh, my God!
They're real!
Oh, my God!
Oh, God damn it, they're real!
Oh, my God, yes, we are! Oh, Jesus
Judith!
Christ!
Judith, let go of the door!
I won't let go of me! Shut up!
Slam the door! Slam the goddamn door! Shut it! Shut it!
Oh, God!
Close your mouth! Don't let any blood in! What the hell?
Did you get any on you? Did it break your skin?
I got some on me.
I wasn't talking to you, Todd.
It's thick. It's like molasses. It's brown and it's dark and my... Judith?
Well, I guess we're going around.
With those cannibals out there?
I'm sure we'll think of something.
Let's go. Come on.
I never realized how quiet this place can get.
That's why I took the evening weather and traffic shifts. It was placid, is the word. And then they paired me with you.
Oh, okay, here. Okay, well, it looks like we're at the front now. I can see there's the bay windows. I'm going to peek around and... Yeah, there's like four or five of them sort of wandering over in the east corner near the fence.
Now what?
I don't know.
We go out.
What?
I go out.
That's suicide!
They were moving slow enough when they were going after Judith. I don't think they think too well.
Well, of course not. They're liberals.
I figure I can just run past them, kick that old rust bucket on, knock them on their ass on the way back, and voila.
Well, at least one of those bastards has one less limb to grab you with.
Stay back from the door and wish me luck. I'll be back in a few.
Good luck, Clark.
Sure you don't want to help?
Oh,
I know. You have to stay inside and really help the people.
Now, wait a minute, Clark. You
save
don't...
it. I'll be back in a minute, Judith. Keep the door closed until I get back.
I'll be here.
Do you think that he can...
Shush, I'm trying to listen.
Well, he's pretty old. I mean, I don't think that he
I said shush, you goddamn windbag.
Does everybody in this building think I'm a blowhard?
Yes, shut up. I'm trying to listen. See? He did it!
Good, now let's get back to the broadcast booth.
Wait for Clark. See, I told you.
I back the hill up now, against that far wall.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're not getting in here! I'm not gonna...
Okay. All right. I guarantee you that they heard that. They're going to be coming if they aren't coming already. Now, either I leave you out front as bait, like your dead friend is now, or you get up against the wall. I'm coming in either way.
No.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up. Get back.
You think I'm going to let your radical ass in this building after you shot and killed my newsman? You think...
Oh, hey. You think politics still matter, you fat windbag? You think parties count for anything anymore? All that matters is that you have somewhere safe to stay, and I want in, and I've got a gun, and all you've got is a big mouth, and if you keep running it, you'll have a big hole in that empty goddamn head of yours. Now move up against that goddamn wall before I shoot this bitch, you fascist pig! Huh, yeah. So you've been running that fat mouth for weeks now, telling people where to go and what to do, and the whole time I'm thinking, well, he seems pretty safe where he is, so I figured, screw all the safe house crap, why not just come to the source, right? So take me to the booth. I want to be on the radio. See, all right, let's go.
No!
What did I just tell you? I said...
Run! Now! Go, Judas, go now! God
you,
damn it!
Oh, you you fat son of a bitch.
Oh, good. Fat stupid pig. You probably just got a blonde ass kill. How heroic. You stupid fat ass. Take me to the booth now.
It's this way.
That's a pretty nice setup. How much food do you have in here? Have you already stuffed it down your fat hole?
Would you rather we go to the break room first?
No. Mr. Hospitable, we got enough time for that. Take me to the booth. We're going to help the people.
Help the people. Like you helped Clark? You're only interested in helping yourself.
Well, that's precisely the people I'm looking to help. Besides, Clark, that was his name, right? Clark wasn't going to make it in this world. I did him a favor. Probably could have done that blonde a favor or two, too, but then your stupid ass had to go and screw that up.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had a prayer.
Really? If your ass was the alternative, I'm pretty sure I'd have been swimming in that all apocalypse long.
Yeah, you're not her type.
Really? What's that?
Narrow-ass, long-haired, liberal pussy with a gun.
You're funny. Never realized how funny you are until just now. Living with you is going to be a 24/7 party, fat man. All right, what the hell is that, man?
It's the elevator, stupid. Your friends are here!
Get him off me! Help me, God damn it! You can't do this!
This is Todd Jones on KGAR talking to anyone that can still hear my voice. It's been 4 days since the evacuation of Portland and two since the Walking Dead broke into the offices here at KGAR. If you know anything about radio, it's not that much different than when the dead weren't rising from their graves. Please, if you can hear my voice, do not come to Portland. Repeat, do not come to Portland. Even with all these ghouls just outside the door, now there's something rather peaceful about all this. Just me, you folks out there, and some music. Pass the time. Music is what brought me and my wife together, Portland. It's true. Little Stevie Wonder. My wife. God, I hope she made it. Wait, what do I mean, hope? She made it. I married a smart gal. Had some smart kids. They're gonna be alright. They're gonna be alright. We'll survive. Well, you'll survive. Not sure how much longer I've got. But don't worry, I'll keep playing you the hits till either the gas runs out or they come in and get me. Whatever comes first. I will do my best to make sure that... Wait, what? What the? Hell, caller, you're on the air.
Todd? Good Lord! Todd, you're still alive!
Judith! Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Our own Judith Tallman, the soul of the Todd Jones Show.
Todd, what are you doing? You've got to get out of there.
No.
Todd, I'm still in the city. A lot of us are still in the city. We've built a nice little camp on Ross Island. Todd, we can send over some help.
No. No, don't even try it. The station's packed to the nine with those walking corpses. In fact, I'd wager they'll break down this booth door any minute.
No, we're coming for you, Todd. We're...
Judith, you're fired. I'm afraid I can't allow you back in the building. Corporate rules and all.
Todd, please. Todd, let...
Nope. Sorry. I gotta do my job. I gotta help the people. Sounds like there's a fair amount on that gravel, that little gravel pit of an island. Take care, Judith. Okay, Portland, let's get back to some music, huh? This tune goes out to all the folks getting by on the Ross Island and to the lady of my dreams. Take care, baby doll. Here's little Stevie Wonder. Going out to the this is Todd Jones on KGAR signing.
You've been listening to AZ Episode 2, The Last Broadcaster, directed by Jason Crump. Radio play by Aaron Duran and Bobby Roberts. Story by Aaron Duran. Sound effects and engineering by James Robinson. Original music by Kristen Holovnia. Starring Court Weber as the big voice guy, Jim Willig as Todd Jones, Sarah Moon as Judith Tallman, Bobby Winchell as caller number one, Keelan King as Kenneth Peter, Chris Todd as the TV reporter, Clyde Lewis as the Portland mayor, Aaron Duran as caller number two, Cable Hashatani as Clark Sherman and the narrator, and Bobby Roberts as Punk with a gun. All cast and crew, various zombies. You've been listening to AZ, brought to you by Geek in the City and the Rick Emerson News Network. Tune in tomorrow for episode 3, Winter of Our Discontent. I'm Aaron Duran. On behalf of Jason Crump and the entire cast and crew of AZ, thank you. And remember, aim for the head.